Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We're going to be talking about the Aftershocks, the basketball tournament. We've got Aftershocks assistant coach Zach Bush. Zach's also, of course, a former Shocker and a current graduate assistant at East Tennessee State University. Zach, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for including me in this prestigious podcast of yours.
Well, we're glad to get a few minutes. Let's jump right into the Aftershocks. The roster is, I would say, pretty close to being full. We got Clay Anthony Early came in within the last few days, Tekale Cotton. Garrett Stutz is back today, I just saw. How's this team shaping up? What's kind of the mood, the character of the group?
You know, I think it's just a group that still kind of feeds on the old mantra of playing angry, you know, maybe not quite as angry. You know, it's kind of hard to summon that when you don't have a college coach screaming at you, but this group is definitely a group that's tough, believes in defense, high energy. They just, you know, you can tell they love being around each other. Yesterday, we pretty much had as close as we could get to a full practice, missing a few guys, but the energy was just different. Once we had Klee here, once we had Tekale in the house, and all these guys together, they just feed off one another, and I think you can really tell that they're excited to be playing together again, because I'm sure they would all say that they never thought they would.
I always thought getting Klee here would be really important for this team. He's got that kind of talent. He could really swing a game. He's going to be as talented, I would think, as almost anybody in this field. What's your view of what he has to this team?
Shoot, I mean, I think anybody that sees, you know, he, I think, had a funny little quote yesterday. Taylor asked him, you know, what do you bring to this team? And he just kind of said, in typical Klee fashion, you know what I bring. You know, he can make shots. He's a little bit of a matchup nightmare. His handle seems to have gotten a little bit better as he's become a professional. High energy, just extremely, extremely competitive. You know, it seems like those are the guys that really have helped teams in this tournament, if you'd watched. It's the guys that have played in the NBA, and, you know, he's just a matchup problem. I think he gives us something that some teams don't have in that, you know, 6'8"-ish range that can really shoot the ball, create for others, athlete. So those are all those kind of things that I think we look for him to do and kind of set us apart from some of these other teams.
How much watching other games have you done, and what have you picked up? What wins in this tournament?
I've watched probably, I want to say about 2 years ago, I started noticing it, and I had no idea what it was, but I saw, I want to say it was Ohio State's team play, and this year they're called Carmen's Crew, but they used to be Scarlet and Gray, and you know, I just saw it on TV, and I was thinking, that like kind of sounds like Ohio State, and you know, as you listen, you figure it out, oh, okay, this is an alumni team, what is this, and just kind of became fascinated with the idea. I think what wins in this tournament is guard play, and then, you know, it's effort and conditioning. If you watch these games, the teams that win are the teams that have guys that are in playing shape, that are taking it serious, and that are giving effort defensively and not just coming down offensively, taking the first bad look. You know, you'll see teams that'll come down, one ball screen, just fire one up. And typically, over the course of a game, you know, you're not going to make a ton of those baskets. So it's the teams that move the ball a little bit and then defensively have effort, you know, are going to get deflections, are going to box out, you know, play good basketball and not just pick up basketball. It's more than just come out, you know, and hoop. You know, you have to play well and play like a pro, I think, to win this.
All these guys played for Greg Marshall. How much have you seen that pop up in these practices?
You see a little bit of it, I think, in terms of where I said competitiveness and toughness. You know, that was a constant theme in our practices, was every day you need to be ready to compete. You know, and that's tough when you come in, you know, 18, 19 years old. You're never ready for that. Most kids, you know, I would say come in and aren't really used to how hard you have to play. They're used to taking possessions off, whether that be on the defensive end, offensive end. But, you know, this team has all those guys that were able to figure it out quickly in Coach Marshall's system, and were able to thrive because they love to compete and battle. And I think we really saw that yesterday with practice. We got one squad, got down 20 in a matter of about 3 minutes, had it cut to four. And it's just because, you know, this game doesn't matter out here. This is a practice game, but they just have that competitive drive in them. They hate to lose. They want to battle. They want to win. And so I think that's one of the really cool things about this group. They still have that in them.
When I've watched practices, I've been struck there seems to be a lot of collaboration in coaching and getting guys in the right spots. You know, I noticed Garrett Stutz has been pretty vocal. Looks like Clevin Hanna's pretty vocal. You've taken your turns. J.R. Simon's taking his turns. Has it been a group effort and, you know, kind of getting things organized?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all, you know, bring different ideas and have done a good job of presenting those ideas without coming on too strong or stepping on toes. You know, having PJ here has been awesome because he has such a great basketball mind, and you know, they respect his voice so much. We've all, I think, brought different ideas to the table that, you know, like you said, collectively have, you know, guys have listened to and we've tried to implement. So, you know, you never know how it's going to go until you truly do get into a game. We have ideas of what we think is going to work, and from what we've watched, you know, we think we know how to win. But, you know, everything changes when the ball goes up, so we'll see. We may have to make adjustments, but that's what's fun about this is, you know, we get to see where we're at, and then next year, you know, if we aren't able to win it, we get ready to do it all over again.
All right, let's switch to East Tennessee State. You moved out there this summer. You're going to be a graduate assistant under former Wichita State assistant Steve Forbes. When did coaching become something you wanted to really take a run at?
It always been in my mind. My mother is a track coach at the high school I went to, Goddard Eisenhower, and so, you know, just growing up, she was a volleyball coach, she was a basketball coach. I was always in the gym around athletics. She's a PE teacher, so just, I don't know, the whole, you know, coaching lifestyle, and I've just always been drawn to that, being able to be around athletes and be a part of a team. So right when I graduated, I took a job with a medical device company, great job, but quickly realized that I really missed basketball, and I think you kind of have a window of when you want to try to get into it, you know, while you're young. I don't have, you know, a wife, kids yet, and so I kind of have that freedom to take risks and a chance. And so quickly after graduation, I started really thinking about it, talked to, you know, I would come up here and talk to Coach Marshall, I'd talk to IB, I talked to my high school coach a lot, and ended up getting a high school job last year coaching at Eisenhower for my former coach. It was a lot of fun, and I'd been thinking, you know, kind of all along, especially with, you know, JR's one of my closest friends, if not my best friend. We talked a lot about it. You know, he was going through the graduate assistant program, and I just really missed it and decided, you know, if I ever want to try it, now's the time. You know, I can go through it and maybe decide later that this isn't the route, maybe I like high school better, but this is the time of my life I need to try. And I think I really just missed the level of competition at the college level, and you know, how much time you spend together, how much detail goes into it, from scouting reports and, you know, just that puzzle of figuring out how to win games. And so fortunately I talked to Coach Forbes about a year and a half ago and had just told him, like, hey, I'm kind of, you know, thinking about doing this. What do you think? We talked with Coach Jans. And then fortunately here back in March, Coach Forbes just shot me a text and asked me if I wanted a graduate assistant for him. And I kind of responded like, you serious? And in typical fashion, he gave me a smart Alec remark and comment. But I'm just so thankful to him for giving me the opportunity, because he didn't have to do that. But he's trusted me and welcomed me out there like one of his own, and just really excited to learn from him.
What does a graduate assistant do?
So I think any graduate assistant will tell you it changes from place to place, depending on the level you're at, you know, what you have at your disposal in terms of that program. For me at East Tennessee, it's, you know, everything from, you know, helping out in the office with the director of basketball operations to working guys out on my own, keeping them in the gym, in practice. I've already had to practice a few times and jump in, which I may need to get back in a little bit better shape, because right now I don't think I'm performing at my peak level. But it's a range of pretty much everything. I'm excited to see once the season starts what more of my duties are, because I really enjoy, you know, scouting and helping with film and working guys out. That's kind of what I really like. You know, I'm not really so much digging the office work stuff, but I'm willing to, you know, help and serve in any way I can at this point, you know, young in my career.
East Tennessee State's been really successful under Steve Forbes. He's won 24 or more all four of his seasons there, went to the NCAA tournament in 2017. What kind of a feel have you got for the program at this point?
Honestly, it reminds me a lot of here in terms of just how he expects them to compete in practice and the level of expectation. You know, they, just like here, we didn't take days off. There aren't days where you come in and we kind of just go through the motions. He's from the jump on them. And so it reminds me of that intensity level we had here. The expectations there are to be back in the NCAA tournament. You know, he's telling them, you know, we haven't hung a banner here in 2 years. That's ridiculous. You know, most places are just thrilled when they do hang a banner. He's, you know, at that level where they're expecting to hang a banner, win a championship, get in the NCAA tournament. That's the expectation for this year. And so I'm excited to be, you know, part of a team that has that level of expectation, because that's, you know, the peak level of basketball. You want to be playing the tournament. Nobody, you know, really wants to play in the CIT, the CBI. You know, you do it, but your goal ultimately is the NCAA tournament.
Wichita State fans know you as really fun-loving, real enthusiastic, a little goofy at times.
Me, goofy?
Walk on, you know, just fill all those important roles. That was kind of your public persona. How do you have to change now being, on the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's interesting. You definitely have to, kind of change that, I don't know if you call it dynamic, but kind of how you're seen and how you, act with the players. That's, I think, going to be one of the biggest transitions for me. You're no longer buddy-buddy. You know, I do need to have a relationship with them where they trust me and, I'm making guys, smile and trying to keep their spirits up while I'm at that graduate assistant level. But I'm also, transitioning to be a coach. So I need to be a little more serious. That's just my nature. I'm talkative. I like to have fun and goofy. So it's going to be a little bit of adjustment needing to be a little bit more serious. But that's what you have to do as you grow up and grow in this profession. And I think it's something I've talked to JR a lot about. There's times where it's difficult because you're so used to being a player. I'm only 2-3 years out of school for so long. I could get away with certain things. And now, you're coming early, you're staying late, you don't even realize as a player how much goes into, a team and what makes that team run. So starting to figure those little things out.
When I started looking for information on Johnson City, I ran across a cereal lounge in Johnson City owned by someone named Zachary Bush. Is that still a thing? That seemed noteworthy to me.
It may be. I actually had heard there was a cereal bar. Chris Forbes, Coach Forbes' son, is the other graduate assistant, and he had mentioned to me a cereal bar. I'm not a huge cereal guy, but I did while I was getting my application for grad school submitted and all that. They were having trouble because there was another Zach Bush like in the system, and I think almost had like the same birthday as me, so it was throwing us off. So now that's confirmation.
Go, yeah.
I was convinced that it was a conspiracy that they had just lost the file, but you just proved that, wow, there is another Zach Bush.
It could be it. Yeah, they have like 30, or if this place opened, I found that it was in the works.
Yeah.
I don't know that it opened. It had like 30 cereals on tap. But just the fact that it was also owned by somebody named Zach Bush in Johnson City, I thought that was significant. All right. Well, Zach, thank you for giving us a few minutes. We've got the Aftershocks coming up Thursday at 8 at Coke Arena. If they win Thursday, they play again on Saturday. This has been the Roundhouse Podcast. Thanks for listening.